To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboureth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labour. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be for ever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. This reading is not one that I'm particularly familiar with, but I found it open in a Bible which my mother-in-law had, and she died quite recently, and it actually reflected her life, I thought, very beautifully. I love it because it's almost like the ticking of the clock in the old church. It is to do with time, and to me it kind of keeps a balance in a positive way. I have looked up some notes on Ecclesiastes, and I find that in fact it is thought about as perhaps not a very positive and rather a passive thing. But to me, at my stage of life, I find it is a good balance, and I find the longer you live, the more you find in lots of ways you are helpless, and you are thinking most of the time, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," and to me this is "thy will be done."